Back with another episode of Motivational Shit Podcast. Let's get it. Hey, in today's episode, man, we got two gentlemen. We're going to be on some grown man motivational shit today, man. We got Dylan Yale.
Oh, wow.
The owner of Yale Entertainment. The man who created the Mail Review, and we got my mentor, the man who brought me into my field mental health, Isaiah Zimmerman, the community support director. Man, we're about to talk about the youth, the community, man. We about to get into it on this episode. But first, before we really get into it, man, just want to say blessings and shout outs to Super Healer Director Huey G.
Shout out to them. What's happening, family?
If everyone could send their love and support to them, they're okay. You know, it's just that they're just going through a little struggling, little trying time right now. But they'll be back with us soon, bro. Okay. They'll be back with us soon, man.
Blessings to the family, man. Blessings to the family.
Yes, blessings to the family, man. You know, so. Yo, let's go ahead and let's get it, man. Isaiah. What's going on, man?
I'm blessed to be here, man. Glad you invited me out, man. It's such an inspiration to see you out here doing your thing. And I'm proud of you, brother. I'm glad to be here, man. Glad to be here.
Hey, man. And I'm glad and I'm honored to have you here, man. Because you, first of all, I just want to give everyone just a short, quick story, man. This man helped groom me and helped mentor me in this field of mental health, this field of being a case manager, being a behavior health coach, being a parapro, social worker. He helped teach me the steps. He helped coach me through things. He helped facilitate my growth, man. So I had to come up here and show some love and have him on here. But I had to have Dylan on this episode, man. Dylan, a part of the Mail Review, being able to, his dealings with the community, man. We're like, we're really about to get into some real community talk about what's going on with the youth.
Yeah.
What's going on with these kids? What's going on with the community, man? And I want to say, too, man, for all those that tune in, you know, make sure y'all check out our prior episode with I'm a Father First. That man is moving in the community.
Right.
You know, and helping these youth, man. So, hey, let's continue to talk about the communication, man. Let's get it.
I like these conversations right here when we talk about the community, because it's such a vast, broad conversation that isn't just so one-laned.
That's right.
We really got to go into everything for us kids, for us family structure, financial complications individually, and the whole thing. So this is really a never-ending conversation.
Correct.
It never stops, because once you think you got something right, well, but we're not done.
Right.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Mr. Zimmerman, man, how did you fall into this world, sir?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we're taking it one day at a time. You know, one issue per day. I mean, it's so many issues to tackle in our community. The needs are great. The funding is few, resources are few, so it's really, you know, problematic. You know, we have to be glad for our successes, but we know there's also failures. You know,
correct.
You talk about inadequate housing. You talk about people underemployed, unemployed. You talk about people coming out of prison systems, jail systems. You talk about single parent homes. You know, you just talk about a lot of the financial struggles, and there's a lot of it affecting our community as a whole. I've worked in Clay County, man. I mean, I'm gonna say almost 20 plus years in some capacity, just doing something. And so the community needs are great, you know, not only in this Clay County, also in the Atlanta metro area. I mean, and the problem is, how do we get all this done with so little that we do have available?
Where did you start at? Like,
yeah,
I mean, because,
man,
I always say people could have grown up to be in any world, because it's odd with me even being here, just from being raised by my mom, who was a person of the community, and I never thought I would so much follow in her footsteps.
Right.
Like, you know, I wasn't into politics. politics or nothing like that. Right. I was chasing women, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Where the party at? You know what I mean? And the party ain't the word I'm using, okay?
Hey, I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? But slowly but surely, possibly more likely with the people that were around me, kind of like slowly brought me into, you know, I was dived into doing the podcast or video cast back in 2006. Mm-hmm. And my mentor, such Africa Allah, said, "Darling, we got this breast cancer event coming up." I wasn't big on breast cancer as a man, not knowing anybody who had suffered from it or even had breast cancer. And oddly enough, years later, one of my biggest avocations that I fight being that my wife had passed away from breast cancer. So that became a marching point for me for more things, and then it grew to lupus, and then getting invited to the Connecting the Links events, and to eventually being one of the campaign organizers and the hosts, which is how I met Wayne. Awesome. And like I was thrust into this position of sorts. So how did you get here?
Yes.
Man, it started many years ago in the mentoring part. You know, I found the value of sharing my knowledge, you know, sharing my story with people. And it just kicked off from there. You know, I tried to find young brothers like myself, like Dwayne. And I've been mentored, you know. I had my father, I had my uncles, had other men in the community, you know, my first job, you know, a mentor. You know, so I just see the value of providing knowledge and passing that knowledge down to other men who want to do great things and learn from my mistakes. You know, I'm not perfect, and I made a lot of mistakes along the road.
Right.
And this road that we travel of serving and giving and helping, it's a hard road. You know, it's not for the weak.
It's not.
You know, I'm telling you that now.
It takes a lot from you.
It takes a lot from you, and you constantly putting in, you know, and you'll be surprised what you're getting yourself into. When you're constantly giving, and sometimes you're not even getting that same type of reception back, or you know, that same type of feedback. You know, people can see the 10 people you did help; they just see the 20 that you didn't. You know, you know, nobody cares about the 10 you got on solid foot from this to this point in life. Well, what about the 20 that you failed or you couldn't do or whatever? And so, that criticism I've learned from watching like artists, musicians. From the record sales, I can't concentrate. Well, last time I made $4 million, but this time I only sold $2 million. I got to concentrate on $2 million that's gonna come to the show.
Right.
I can't worry about the other $2 million. People where you fell off and this and that. You know, I got to stay concentrated on who's my audience, and it's a hard road because a lot of criticism come with this type of work. You know, people sometimes in the community feel like there's not enough that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know,
people do. I'll say, you know. You know, I started off a little rough. I remember, you know, and when we talk about service in the community, there's so much elements in it, you know, just like with Dylan and what you were saying, Zimmerman, you know, because you got to change the whole family dynamic at times. I remember, you know, my first case, you know, it was a little young boy. I think he was like eight. Mm-hmm. Eight years old, and when I visit the mother, you know what I'm saying? she was present during the first session, and then after that, she'll go back in the room and close the door with her guy, and, you know, I'm there, and, you know, I'm trying to mentor the kid running around the place, you know, side the house. It was, you know, all messy and stuff, wasn't really clean, and you know, I'll try to talk to her at the end of the session. She didn't seem like she really wanted to talk. She wanted to be back, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Back with her man doing whatever, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, yeah, that's the hard part. Getting the family where the family could actually hear and heed to what you're saying without getting offended, you know what I'm saying? And actually following through the steps.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of families, they're quick to complain, but are they ready to make the change?
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
And for me, you know, like we talked about many years ago, sometimes all we can do is plant seeds.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we can just plant seeds, and it may not grow this year or next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people go through years, but those seeds were planted and come back and thrive, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we don't see the immediate result of the work that we do. You know, Who knows what might have caught their attention at that time, you right. know? But sometimes we're not there to even see it come through.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's the hard part. We like, well, I don't even know what happened, but you done what you could do.
Right.
You know,
right.
And right. and honestly, we have to take pride in, you know, that I gave it my all, you know.
Right.
I mean, we actually give it 90 and they give it 10, you know, in some mm-hmm. circumstances.
Sometimes yeah. I usually think that whatever advice or knowledge or mentoring that you're going to give, it's not going to resonate in that moment anyways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. Even mm-hmm. when we were kids being taught by our parents what's right or what's wrong,
correct.
We didn't get it in that moment.
Right. Yeah.
Once we hit that wall with whatever that moment was and it kicked our ass right. in that moment,
yes,
right.
yes.
Right. right.
Mama told me, daddy told me, auntie right. or uncle or whoever told me, damn, this is real. This shit is real.
yeah. yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
This shit is real. Yes. I should have listened.
Yeah.
Now that's when you become the person based off your experience or off your knowledge. So I'm a bit advocate of understanding that everything ain't gonna happen in that moment. You
that's
can't
right.
even just teaching people alphabets or one, two, threes. They don't get it that's off right. the first try.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, I remember my mom was in education. I hated school.
Oh, my mom,
I hated school. You
bro.
Know, my mom, every day, you know, I had impacted lives. You know, I was like, man, I hate school. So.
Hey, my mama used to come up to my school. I was mad, like, why this woman up here? Shoo! Why my mama come up? Everybody like, that's Tyler, mama. That's Tyler, mama. That's Tyler, mama. That's Tyler, mama. Like, why she up here? Show.
Yeah. Anytime she came, her first sentence was, well, you know I'm a school teacher. You know, I'm like, what are you telling me people stuff? You know, so, yeah, I mean, it's funny, man, that, you know, we don't see the big picture a lot of times. And that's what's happening in our community. You know, now we have to figure out what issue do we really want to take? You know, we see all the gun violence and between the youth and all the Atlanta metro area.
Yeah.
We see some opportunities and doors, but, you know, somehow or another, they're not getting to those doors, or I don't know, they don't want to go to those doors, but, you know, is there some kind of disconnect that we are seeing in our community that's affecting right. a lot, you know, what's going on? You know, we're not growing like we used to grow. You know, we was on target to be the largest minority in the United States. Now we kind of have faltered with that, you know, between a lot of things that's happening in our community.
That's very true. I wanna give my perspective on what I feel like that could help with that.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, just like how you were saying with your mom, just like how Dylan was saying with his mother, you know, having that parental figure is so important. And I remember one time when I was little, my dad always got on me with my presentation, mm-hmm. presenting myself,
mm-hmm.
right? Making sure I enunciate my words, I'm talking correct English, right? Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was standing on a bus stop. I think I was like in sixth, seventh grade, right? Mm-hmm. I was standing right there on the bus stop, bro. I had my pants sagging down.
You were one of those guys.
Oh, I had a do-rag out of my pocket. Then I had another do-rag on my head. My dad just so happened to pull up. He rolled out the window. Was like, boy, you better put that damn stuff off. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, embarrass me in front of all the people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The bus stop. Yeah. But years later, I see how important it is with presenting yourself.
Correct.
And
right.
it has brought me blessings, right. me being able to conduct in different areas with different cultures mm-hmm. and everything. So, with that right there, I will say now it seems to be not as much male figures like mm-hmm. we had back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I do think a male mm-hmm. figure, more male figures could help the situation. I'm not saying that's the total solution,
mm-hmm.
but it could, you know, just like, you know, just like how your mother, Dylan's mother, and how my dad played a, you know, fundamental part in us mm-hmm. being raised to the men we are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really just feel
are
like
there male not figure. More male figures?
Hmm.
Welcome to the Male Review.
Yeah.
Are there? This is okay. There are. I could say there are not more male figures, right? Whenever we have these conversations, I go into the why, and is this 100% true?
Mm-hmm.
I think that most men want to be there for their kids. Mm-hmm. Right? Every dude ain't saying, nah, you're going to make a good single parent mother. I think that there are a lot of components that we do need to address, mm-hmm. that we can talk about incarceration, mm-hmm. right? So why is that man not there? Mm-hmm. We could talk about incarceration. Mm-hmm. We could talk about the fact that the mother lied and said, nah, this ain't your baby. This is dude baby over here. And when that dude find out, he don't want nothing to do with the child at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, we never talk about that part. Mm-hmm. We never talk about the death in the black community. You know, the only way that they spin that is that the black man does not want to be there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a study that was done by the CDC that showed that black fathers was the most active mm-hmm. in their kids' life out of all races.
That's correct.
They took that stat and they hid it. Mm-hmm. The difference is we're not in a household. Mm-hmm. So is the black man really not there, or is he not right there?
Point. Wow.
And I can say for some of those men who struggle with being there, you know, I think there is that struggle who I am as a man. You know, what defines me as a man? Who said I'm a man?
Am I ready to be a man, much less a father? You know, that part.
Correct.
To y'all, what's going on, Brother Tyrone Roberts, RTV, and my co-partner of Yale Entertainment, Yale Radio Cast. Do you feel we have adopted too many of the other culture's teachings than our own? What do you think about that, bro?
Yes, I do.
And that's a good point, man. You know, we talk about Martin Luther King Day, you know, where we had this whole scenario embracing all of our cultures, you know, but at some point, you know, can we say our culture is the most embraced, or is just the most celebrated or most exploited?
We're the most exploited. We lost.
Those are some questions we have to ask ourselves at the end of the day. You know, is that where we are, you know, as a community? You know, but to me, from my standpoint, like I said, I think we are now starting to open up more doors for our culture. You know, you're seeing more us on TV and award shows and stuff. It's still a long way to go.
But what's the image that we see?
You know, hey, that's correct. You know, you see a lot of different images, you know, but, you know, is that really signifying of who you are, who that resonates with you? Mm. I remember the show, Rock?
Mm-hmm. I love Rock.
Rock was probably the most identical show.
Yes, to
you
me.
You know, to me. Because, you know, just a working family, you work hard, you know, just trying to get what you can get. That's pretty much how we grew up.
Had the brother that didn't get it together.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
He was trying, though, but he wasn't trying.
Right. You know, so it was kind of like that dynamic. Cosby Show was like the ultimate. You were just dreaming. A life of, you know, what you would want. Like, man, you a doctor, your wife's a lawyer, y'all got this fabulous life, your kids don't get in no trouble, and, you know. So, you know, but we had to ask ourselves what really is presented on TV for us, in videos and everything else.
There's no fathers, and even in, speaking of the Cosby Show, during that tenure, I'm a big Stats guy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. During that time frame that Cosby Show and A Different World was out, that's when our rates as far as going to college and things were the highest within the black community.
That's right.
Because of the influence, and they made it cool to go to school.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
made college, they made just being a family cool.
Yeah.
Now, it's a dream. It's something you wanted to work for.
So now the image is for self. Mm-hmm. The image is me. Mm-hmm. The image is, or the voice is independence. Mm-hmm.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's
you
different.
Know. So, I mean, I blame us a little bit for allowing ourselves to believe this shit. Mm-hmm. You know, when we seen otherwise, because we even having conversation, right? Mm-hmm. I need a man that's like my daddy or my granddaddy. I need a woman that's like my mama mm-hmm. or my grandmother. Okay, mm-hmm. so if we want to talk about people who we want to be like from past generations, mm-hmm. well, we got to carry ourselves like them if that's what we want.
Correct.
You can't say you want to look to the past, but I need to be a person of the future.
Correct.
If we're going to talk about culture. So. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Interesting point. You know, I tell people when we talk about relationships, we're talking about, you know, if you got to put the if and but we and what we in and all that, that person ain't for you. Mm. You know, you take people as they are and y'all grow together. there's always going to be differences. There's always going to be things that you're not going to like or care about each other, you know. But we care a bit of a family, you know. You know, the old saying, they said, independent. Now, we used to build families from the ground up. The family, you know, I remember I was just telling my mom the other day, you know, we grew up in a trailer park, you know, just a few years. And then we family bought a house. And, you know, of course, it was struggle sometimes financially. But, you know, that's what they did. They built it from that point. The house they live in together, they still together, you know, despite ups and downs. I mean, and so to me, they were tougher. We're so sensitive now, you know hurt my feelings, and now I don't want to be with you no more, you know. And you think about why relationships don't know, you like, this is why we broke up. I mean, really, this not even really a main issue, you know, but we just got so sensitive and weak now, you know. You know, we can't even deal with life, you know, and life challenges, you know, that present itself, you know.
You know, I wanna, like, I hear both of y'all perspectives. And I want to chime in. Okay. when I was younger, in my 20s, I was like real liberal, right? Mm-hmm. And about to get in a little bit of politics. You know, mm-hmm. I was real liberal, you know what I'm saying? Accept everything, you know, mm-hmm. accept everybody's sexuality, accept everybody's culture, mm-hmm. accept, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. But as I got older, I thought the conservative outlook was, they're old, they're weak, they're old-fashioned, this and that. But as I got older, I started realizing that certain things getting pushed in the liberal agenda, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And you accepting everything without your own boundaries, it's okay if you don't like a specific, you know, group mm-hmm. or culture, just as long as you don't harm them financially, mm-hmm. physically, mm-hmm. As long as you don't harm them spiritually, as long as you don't harm them mentally, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Right. If you just stay away from them, all right, that's cool,
right?
You know, but the liberal, you know, agenda is making more families not stay together. People mm-hmm. are believing these different new ideas, and as 34 right now, I find myself like, whoa, man, you know, I got to set up boundaries, you know, like, yo,
it's cool for hot girl summer, y'all. Hot girl summer school. We got to redefine what hot girl means. Yeah. We got to redefine it. It means empowerment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And does that really?
I just heard that. We heard that last year.
No, but you know, it's like, does that really equal empowerment? Because when I think of women empowerment, I think of, you know, like the women back in the Black Panther movements, and mm-hmm. when they spoke, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't showing their titties or their booty, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, mm-hmm. it was just on the intellectualism that it was spreading,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying. So basically what I'm saying is, you know, everyone, you know, they gotta decide on their own, but I believe the conservative,
mm-hmm.
these are people that just founded on a principle,
right?
Mm-hmm. And they grounded on a principle, and I feel like we need some more of that conservative now in my generation.
Right? Mm-hmm.
We need more of that now, because if we keep following the liberal agenda, we're going to soon accept that it's okay for a man to sleep with a little boy.
Well, I don't know. Ooh. Well, let's go into the comment before we dial back around to that one, because I feel our involvement has to start with the truth, and we absolutely have to start with speaking louder and more often than the negative side of our culture. Mm. Yeah, go ahead and chime on that, Mr. Zimmer.
I say that often. I mean, we don't shine on the positive things that we do in our culture, the positive stuff that we do. And I tell people, I feel the same way when the police officer kill someone, in the same way when somebody else, when one of our own kill someone. I want to march the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? No, I want to go down the street and and tell this family, hey, we're going to try to make some changes. You know, I want that same energy, you know. But we do have to accept, you know, what's wrong with our culture, but we do need to highlight all the good things. I mean, just the fact that we're still sitting in this room with no ego, no hidden agenda, just three black men talking.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to get an understanding of where we are, have a different perspective, different background, different life. You know, that's an achievement. You know, that's achievement itself. You know, because we're made to believe that we're not united in any way.
Yes.
You know, and that because I have a different opinion, I might be older, you know, you might be younger, or you from the South, you from the North,
right.
We can't get along and sit down and have a conversation without me mugging each other, saying that right. He ain't got no Mercedes, or he ain't got this, or I ain't got this, you know. And that's not true. You know, we can unite on things. We can agree on things, you know.
Yes.
It's just that we're just not going out there and telling people that this is what we're doing, you know. And we just operate in silos, and we really need to get together to push a lot of things that we want to see happen in our communities. Because we really gonna have to go back to how things were in the 50s and 60s, where we took care of our own, and we delved into the community, and we use our churches. You know, that's another conversation. We use our churches to, you know, immortalize everything that we want to do. You know, the civil rights movement came through the church, which was a huge movement to where we are today. You know, we still have a road to go. I mean, but we have more assets than we had in previous years.
Let me ask you, what's your primary concern, and what's been the hardest way to address? Because as we've been saying, the whole show is so many areas. Mm-hmm. What's your main focus out of your business and the name of your business and all of that?
Okay. Well, I work for the Clinton County Community Service Authority. We're a nonprofit, and we serve low-income families in Clayton, Henry, and Fayette County. Our business is trying to help people get on their feet. Our business is trying to help people go through, you know, provide some kind of financial stability through tough times. Our ability to provide resources for other opportunities. We do housing. We have Atlanta Legal Aid there. You know, we try to be providing much resources. Like I said, we have dental shops. We have classes on sickle cell awareness. We do the vaccine. We try our best to make an impact on the community with the resources that we have available, you know. Mm. And, you know, it's not a lot of money, you know. It's not a lot of money when you look at the scheme of all the things that we have to do. You're talking about gas, utility, you know, we got $1,000 bills, you know what I mean, the things that we have to pay. We rent them probably, you know, you're talking about $20,000 sometimes. So we're not talking about a lot of money that we can help a lot of people. But the impact that we have to live with, that we good faith, that we try to make an impact with the community with what we have.
Right.
And sometimes that get lost in the sauce.
I got you.
You got 500 people, but you only got funded for 30, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A 30 to qualify. And that's a lot of programs that's in this spectrum that, you know, we want to, but then we have to kind of dial down of how we're going to help. You know, it's kind of like we want to help, you know, a lot of clients, but how many people are really on that level of achieving versus somebody else, you know? So there's always that split, you know. But is my effort there? Is my love there? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, but there are barriers, of course, you know, and that's just something you have to live with in this kind of work, you know, and that's something that we have to do.
So where is the funding coming from?
Oh, we get federal, a lot of money from the federal, we get a lot of money from the county, state, you know, sometimes we get donations and stuff like that, you know, but every dollar counts, you know, and every dollar is counted for as to how we serve the community, you know, as we get ready to start our phlebotomy class, you know, serving 8 students free of charge, 8-week session. Everything's paid for, from the uniforms to the lab tests, everything. Wow. So hopefully becoming a job where they can start at least earning a somewhat livable wage in these economic times.
Right.
You know, and that's always key. I mean, what really is a livable wage at these economic times? You know, and that's a struggle that our agency and many others, that's like the top topic. I mean, how we give people work, but, you know, why work when I can't even afford anything? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't get out of my circumstances. I'm just making $12, $15 an hour. You know, it is hard to get a place.
It is.
We're rent going up.
That's one of the things that we're really having a hard time dealing with.
I want to give a shout out to Mayor Khalid of South Fulton. He actually just held an event yesterday. He had a brunch, and he addressed the community concerns of South Fulton. And one of the main conversations just so happened to be housing and affordable living. Mm-hmm. And he had the commissioner and, you know, he had a platform of people there where that was possibly the number one conversation, housing and affordable living. And how do you gauge what's affordable?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you gauge affordable living in 2022 when the money isn't there for the community? Yet the rates are going up, yet still they're still building more houses within the community. and they're titling this affordable living when they're looking at it like, that ain't affordable.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you think about it, remember, I mean, you used to say $20 an hour. You know, that was something to say something at the black
yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, $20 an hour was good.
25, I mean, man, y'all millionaires in that hour.
Hey, man, $20 an hour was good, man. I
mean, y'all living good.
Yeah, you know, man. I mean,
versus now, it's like, man. You be struggling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You, who knows?
Yeah.
You barely getting by, you know.
True.
You just paying the rent and is hoping,
and
you know.
And hoping to flip something on the back end. Like, you know, yeah.
Hey, you know, man. Winging it to get everything else done. I mean, so, yeah, it's things have changed, you know. I know they improved the race and stuff, but that should have been done 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And we playing catch-up, mm-hmm. our community, you know.
Right.
You look at medium incomes, and, you know, there's a huge disparity between
right.
our community and other communities and other races. I mean, that's just numbers. You don't have to lie. I mean, right. that's just stats. They're not making up.
Right.
They're just everywhere, right? So, if we playing catch-up, you know what I'm saying? I see where our community is. That's why you see that need and that topic everywhere, because it's our community really, and those who are, you know, making this, not to say unemployed jobs, you know, where you just, you have to work, but you're not making enough to do all the things you need to do as a family.
Hold on. Let me address Mr. TR. The price of eggs have set us back.
Yo,
damn it, eggs!
I saw that. Yo, the price of eggs.
Well, it depends on how you like your eggs, fried or fertilized. Okay.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie. We was like, hey, eggs or turkey bacon? Turkey bacon, one hour. You either cook the eggs or the turkey. That's the whole thing together in the bowl.
Roll up on. Hey, baby, how bad you want these eggs? Baby? You know what I'm saying? I can take care of you now.
Yeah. You know? Send my Trump $5.
Yeah. No, but we're talking about prices and financial income. Mm-hmm. We got to be truly honest, as we're not doing the best with the money that we do make, mm-hmm. though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with our budgets being what they are, mm-hmm. and I do know education plays a part in where we are with it,
mm-hmm.
But let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people making pretty good money that aren't making wise decisions, that they're being very materialistic with their mm-hmm. income, mm-hmm. Making very immature decisions to have mm-hmm. kids they can't afford.
Correct.
That they shouldn't have, because you shouldn't even be a parent anyways. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know this guy or this girl, but you're complaining about the outcome of the relationship once a kid comes into play,
mm-hmm.
and now you're complaining about your lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
or what you can't afford, when you didn't make the wise steps before getting to this point that got you in that hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna speak on this. Yeah. I mean, in social media, a greater platform it also has been. Just imagine 20 plus years ago, I didn't know how you was living. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know y'all went on trip to Jamaica. I had no idea you got a new car.
Boy.
You know, I had no idea what you had going on, unless I was driving up to your house.
Right.
Now I see everybody living good. They got the
they got some nice cars.
You know,
where the hell y'all get these challenges from? Okay.
Atlanta's full of them.
Atlanta full of challenges.
I thought it was a discount in Puerto Rico with the pandemic, man. I was like, everybody's there. You know?
Yo,
so
yeah. Yo,
I had to go look it up myself. I mean, it's like $50 get there or something. I mean, what's going on? But now it's influencing our choices.
It is.
We like, hey, I got to, because Dwayne just bought him a new car, you know, and his this, and now, you know, people, you know, certain people, partners or whatever, right. you know, not mine, but my wife listen, my mind, but, you know, certain people, partners be like, well, hey, you know, why you ain't got us on the trip to Jamaica? What you doing, you know? Right. And now we in competition with each other. Based on what we see on social media. That's why I say social media breaks, because, I don't want to be in a space where, like, man, I don't know how or why they keep doing it like they're doing it, and I'm over here struggling to pay these bills.
I want to give a shout out to Super Healer.
Shout out to Super Healer. Let's get it.
She said, I'm going to talk about making vegan eggs on the next show.
Yeah, yeah.
ma'am. We need the oxtails first. We ain't left that topic alone, baby. Yes. We still need the oxtail. We need the vegan oxtails first, okay? But that's a little thing from last show. She came in with the oxtails, and I said, "Oh, oxtails." I had a point to make following what we were just talking about with the cruises and the monies and everything.
Yeah.
Circle back around to that. I lost it. You could pick up Wayne.
Okay. Now, question: what qualifications do people need in order to get service from your organization?
Well, they got to meet a certain criteria, financial poverty line. You know, okay. Which you know, fortunately, just a lot of people in poverty, and they don't even know it. You know, they're working every day, not even realizing they're underneath the spectrum of the federal guidelines. Like I said, that fits a lot of people in this community, unfortunately. And, you know, we just don't make enough financially, you know, to keep paying these bills that they are, you know, with everything, you know, being increased.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, how can someone get in touch with your organization, Isaiah?
Oh, we can go to our website, www.claytoncountycsa.org. And we service Clayton County, Fayette, and Henry County.
Oh, Clayton,
and
Fayette,
you can make an appointment for services, and we also take walk-ins Monday through Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And we don't break from 12 to 1.
Yo, I'm definitely going to share that because, like, one thing, okay, I'm tapped in a lot with the whole conscious community and all that, and one big issue I've seen is, especially with a lot of the women, is they having housing issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know some of them live in, like, I know some of them live in different areas, but the ones that I know that's in Clayton, Fayette, or Henry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I definitely will refer the information to them. Mm-hmm. You know, man, the struggle, it's going on a lot, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going on a lot. And one thing about poverty, it's hard to grow spiritually.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It's hard to grow spiritually, you know. Mm-hmm. I know we joke, with Super Healer with all the vegan and all that. And, you know, I agree with her lifestyle and I incorporate it, but when you barely got funds, man, and sad to say, like, it ain't no eating vegan.
I think maybe depending on where you are with it, it might actually help you grow spiritually, because who else you got to turn to when ain't nobody there?
That's true.
I mean, I could kind of attest that to my personal growth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm no spiritual guy. I'm no Bible thumper. No, you know what I'm saying? But when we down on our luck, on our ass, who we turn to? We do turn
who we
to.
Turn to. Mm-hmm.
We turn to God. We turn to our spirituality a bit.
Yeah.
The problem is learning our spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find our spirituality, no matter what land of the law or what you want to follow. Because look here, man, I'm gonna tell you, I was sleeping on trains some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had my own struggles with getting my shit together.
Same,
you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't no more going to the club and partying.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no more calling this chick or that chick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was me just totally zoned in to where I'm at this moment.
Correct.
And hoping, you know, God hear my cries.
Right.
And he'll answer your cries. He'll tell you the truth about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. You know, that statement you said, I got to retract my statement, because I've grown spiritually during my transition when I was homeless, you know, and when I was sleeping in the car. And that's when I got introduced to a man who brought this profession and further brought me to Isaiah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And this, you know, this is a career I enjoy. I enjoy doing this. I mean, it is hard sometimes, but definitely I enjoy doing this. So, yeah, man. Well, what you said, Dylan, is true. You know, a lot of times, hey, that poverty forces you.
Yeah.
You know?
It go one way or the other.
You could go
to drugs or you go to God. I mean, we can't control
it. It's that threshing floor.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times, you know, I tell my kids that as a parent, you know, we don't want to see our kids go to the floor. You know? But sometimes that motivates, inspires, put new ideas. Sometimes that gives them to God.
Yeah.
You know, you interfering
right,
but what God wants them to be, so they can hear. Because sometimes it's hard to hear when somebody's already picking up your life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I actually want mine to hit the floor a little bit.
You know, and sometimes I had to hit the floor. I'm like, "What you going to do?"
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask the question. But how you going to handle it? If it goes south, then you already know what go. I said, "Hey, you first thing you need to do is pray about it, see what God needs." You know, because I can tell you my perspective. That'll make it right, wrong, and different. Or you even want to follow it. So those are things that we have to do. Sometimes, even though I've been on the threshing floor, I've been on the bottom spiritually, emotionally, financially. You know, I've seen them negative. You know, you stand at the cash register like, "Man, I hope we go through."
The savings account and the check account. Yeah. Hold on. I ain't got money on this Cash App. Tyrone Roberts, kids need the gift of disappointment. I'm with Tyrone I'm actually a little bit with, you said we don't want to see them fall. I wouldn't say want to see them fall. I do want to, because they have to learn that we got to prepare them for the world that don't care.
That's correct.
Yes. So
that's correct.
I ain't going to say necessarily what, but I need to see it. So I need my son to know how to handle, because he had a rough moment last year, my son, where he, you know, was in a very bad place, and he's out of it now. Me and Tyrone was on the phone with my son, man, and he could attest to this, that we were just telling my son that what he's going through is in the moment.
Yes.
He was saying, at 21, I shouldn't be going through this. I shouldn't be going through this. And I'm saying, why not?
Yeah.
As I said off the camera, what make you special?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see what he was trying to say, because he totally assumed that these are true adult problems. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Boy, you're an adult now.
Right. Right.
Welcome to the real world. So, right. You know, a little bit of, you know, wanting them to be ready to fight that fight.
Yes.
And toughening the kids up. You were saying earlier that the people in this generation are a little weak. It's up to us to toughen them up with the truth.
That's true.
It is.
And you know what? Justice, you know, is not necessarily a biblical thing. You know, fairness is not a biblical thing. You know, you talk about biblical vibe.
Yeah.
You know, so we always look for justice and fairness in this world, you know. And I think that's what hurts us the most.
Yeah.
You know, somebody did something to me. This is why I'm in this finances. You know, we want to blame. We don't say, "Hey, well, I'm the one who picked it up." And all that.
Yeah.
You know, but we want justice, you know, and sometimes justice not given. So, you know, through falling on the floor, you learn you got to come at peace with your decisions that you made.
Oh, yeah.
You allow this person into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your decision. You could have been walked away, you know, but it's your decision. But that's what a lot of people want to live with. But they took all my money. But you allowed them to, you know, in your life, in your space, and you know, you put the trust in you. You had to always put it back on you, and that's that common denominator. You know, it's always me. Because I was one of those people like, "Hey, you know, it's so and so fault.
Yeah,
you know, it's this person." Fault, and I'm mad at the world, but the person I should have been mad with was me and my choices.
Exactly.
And so those things help bring peace and joy, because without that, you will always be a person, you know, looking to find fault in others, when sometimes you have to look within yourself.
See, my thing is, I had irresponsible semen, right? That's me admitting it. That's my admittal.
Yeah, you got to blame somebody. Yeah.
It was my aim, and I was irresponsible with my aim. Carry on, Wayne.
No, man, what you said is true, and accountability. Basically, this is what it, and even with the population we serve,
right,
with some of the individuals, clients, it does take accountability.
Correct.
You know, and sometimes some of them gets triggered with that. And I also want to say, even with our generation, it takes accountability.
Yes.
I played a part in me being homeless for 9 months living in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a divorce. I didn't save up as I should have, man. I should have not been trying to sleep with every woman that was walking.
Right.
Should have been, instead of courting this girl with the big booty.
Right.
You know, I should have just, you know, save up my money, you know, and all that. So, I mean, you know, all that is a factor. I wanted to share something, Dylan, right? And a lot with the kids, a lot of my generation and on, Gen Z. These are the causes of the deaths according to the CDC. And you see the big change from 2019. Mm-hmm. We got accidents, you know, car accidents, all types of accidents. But suicide. Mm-hmm. You see how high suicide is? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 15,390. Mm-hmm. Suicide.
I just want to point that that's right after COVID, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's suicide. Then we got homicide. Then we got COVID-19, diseases of the heart. That's a whole nother thing.
So look at the COVID number being exactly the same, but the suicide rate going up 10 times almost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Heart disease. Mm-hmm. The numbers are crazy when you point out that suicide. So what has happened, sir, do you think, since 2019 to now?
Definitely.
We see the world. You know, and like I said, social media.
Yes, social media has
introduced us to whole new worlds, and sometimes those worlds are not good. And like I was telling my daughter the other day, there's nothing wrong with getting an apartment, not having a house full of furniture. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to start off. I mean, but the world seems like, oh, you get a new place, you got all this stuff going on, you in the best neighborhood in town, and but that doesn't necessarily happen. You know. And the reality of things, you know, I think people are having a hard time just dealing with the reality of where they are in their life. You understand what I'm saying? And I can't compete with you, you know. I can be inspired, but I can't compete with you, you know. What you do is what you do. What I do is what I do, you know. You may have a big house on the hill. I may never have a big house on the hill.
That's what I was
But that don't mean that I can't enjoy my life or I'm a failure because I don't have it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And I think that's what a lot of people just not at peace. We're not eating right. We're not taking care. You're talking about the number. We're not taking care. We don't even make enough money in afford insurance.
Right. Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, we got all these factors playing into effect. And, you know, it's driving us crazy. And people can't even afford mental health care.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
That's where I wanted to follow up with earlier where I lost my point in the comparing of lifestyles. Mm-hmm. You comparing your life. Because I had a friend and she used to always say this. My homegirl around me, this woman is getting married, this person is getting married, this person, and I used to tell her, why the hell are you comparing yourself to what your homegirls have going on? You know, because she was ready to love, and how did she find somebody, and I can't find love, and that's going to happen for you. Go sit your ass down somewhere and focus on you.
Yes.
Sure enough, like 3 to 4 years later, she got married, and she is so happy right now. They had two more kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like your time will happen when it's time for it to happen.
Yes.
Correct.
If you put in the work, focusing. I wouldn't say exclusively on yourself, but you gotta put you first.
Correct.
At some point. I tell my son this all the time. Look here, you can't help nobody out unless you help yourself out.
Correct.
You gonna have two people in the sinking boat.
Right. That's my favorite analogy. I mean, if I'm on the floor, you on the floor. What are we doing? I can't get up.
Yeah.
You can't get up. Now, somebody gotta be on the knee or at least standing up to help me out.
Exactly.
We live in that world and we're not understanding of that. You know, our time is our time, you know. And, you know, you can't say, well, you know, look at her. You know, she don't even look all that cute. She got a man, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff like that.
But you don't know how to clean and cook.
You know, but we got to, you know, evaluate ourselves and put more into ourselves, that we can attract the person that we want, you know.
Are you ready to give or are you waiting to receive?
That's a good question.
And I also want to say on the suicide thing, you know, with everything going on, what my generation's seeing, what other people got wanting to compete, we need to practice more gratitude.
Yes.
Be grateful for what we got. Even if you don't got a lot of material stuff, if you got good health, man, that's better than the material stuff. You got good health, you know what I'm saying? You're able to pay all your bills.
Right.
You know, you're able just to go outside and sit by a tree and look at the sun.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Look, man, in this field, last year, I had a new client. This guy has heart failure. He's 49 years old. He had a wild past. You know, he was snorting cocaine. He was out in the streets. You know, but he has a machine that is connected to his heart to keep his heart pumping. He's only 49, bro. I mean, that, out of all my experiences, that messed with me, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That made me get so hard on the health stuff even more. Because, I mean, God. And I had even more gratitude.
Correct.
Like, yo, I'm gratitude I could walk. I mean, this guy, he has to, you know, he has to have a cane and all that. He talks about how, you know, he wish he could be out on the street. Mm-hmm. He wish he could have a girlfriend.
Right.
He wish, you know, all that, man.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it just made me so even more. I mean, I already practiced gratitude, but it made me even more, more gratitude for what I have and not to squander it.
Yes, you're right. I mean, gratitude, man. I love that word. I mean, it's something I was doing this morning. I was just, you know, had breakfast with my family, you know, sitting on the couch, and I was just chilling. And I was like, man, hey, I'm so grateful, you know. Had dinner out with my family yesterday. I'm grateful, you know.
Yes.
No, I ain't got a lot of money, but I mean, I'm grateful, you know, for the things that I have. I can pick up the phone and talk to somebody and ask them how they're doing. And they actually care how I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You know, I got people in my world like that. That's, I'm grateful for that. Some people got all the money, but they don't even have that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like you said, that gratitude, man, it's such a word we underuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't think about, you know, all the things we have. We just look at what we don't have.
Exactly.
You know, versus, you know, what we do have, you know.
Social media. That's a very rare word in the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken
it.
They, and I wouldn't even say in the Black community, I would say at this point, period, I rarely hear that word. I guarantee you, if you could take that to somebody young on the street right now, they would not know what that word means.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad fact right there. Mm-hmm. That these words of endearment and concernment are becoming extinct.
Correct.
I would ask this, because Wayne, you work in the field of mental health and mental awareness as well, both of you gentlemen. What's the resolution as far as how you see the fix? Mm-hmm. You know, Wayne, you are a mental health advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of these things lead with where you are mentally before you become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
For yourself and anybody else, brother.
Mm-hmm. The fix is discovering the light in you. Starting with you. Starting with that person. Them learning how to love themselves first. Mm-hmm. Them learning how to care about themselves. Mm-hmm. Them learning how to care about them health. Them learning how to take the steps to healing and not being triggered.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they become triggered, overcoming it.
Mm-hmm.
Them learning how to greatly appreciate themselves. And them learning, I believe that is the first ground steps to building up a person to where they reach a point to where they can manage their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have the confidence, okay, I can manage this depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's getting me down and all that, but hey, let me turn on my song and I'm about to dance a little bit. You know what I mean? Dancing's a natural way. Okay, hey, let me sit out in the sun. Let me change up what I eat. Let me, you know, cut back on all the sugar. Let me eat some more pineapples, pears, mangoes, this and that. Get in the groove. You know, let me show gratitude. I believe all these natural things, because you got to think about it, man. This stuff ain't no new stuff, all this mental health stuff, you know?
Facts.
How did our ancestors overcome all this, you know? How did they overcome all this even without the medication?
I don't think they suffered from it like this generation does, because,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
y'all
talk every week about how you eat and how you live affect your mental awareness.
Yeah.
So, once again, we're going into, I hear your super healer talking about how eating certain foods affect your health and your mindset,
yeah,
sugars and everything like that,
yeah,
to bring you down mentally and emotionally and spiritually, mm-hmm, and physically. And once you have a bad physical stance about yourself, that don't have you in the right mindset.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Is connected.
So now they're taking, even if you have a strong religious belief, once again, I'm not the religious guy, but it keeps you at a peaceful mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever keeps you at peace, you don't have that no more, because you're looking on TV and you're listening to a certain song that's talking about killing themselves, because this,
yes,
is what's pushed into your face, into your mindset, into, mm-hmm, your spirit.
Subconscious.
I solely believe a lot of this music plays and media plays,
mm-hmm,
the first impact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second impact, the first impact is in the household. But that's a part of the household, because, mm-hmm, that's what is allowed within the household.
Right.
So,
in therapy, it's called priming.
Mm-hmm.
what a lot of these songs that we listen to, you keep listening it over and over again, and you listen to it, is priming a message deep down in your subconscious. Your mind is absorbing everything like a sponge. Who you hang around with, what songs you listen to, the vibe you at, who you eating, what store you go to get gas, and your mind is constantly absorbing in your subconscious, man. So it's a multiple of factors, and the thing is, all of it is connected.
That's right.
All of it is connected.
And I'm going to say this, too. We definitely need more access to mental health services. You know, it's so expensive. I mean, you know, you're talking about $100 an hour. And other races and other people maybe have financial means. Get to, they'll talk it out. You know, get to, you know, put out their feelings out there. In our community, we're still scared of, we still see it as a system. We look over our bills, but you know, really, our mental health is causing us to be deflated, to even look for avenues to for more employment and doing better in life. You know, my mental health not even, you know, and I understand to a certain point. You know, I'm hungry. I definitely don't want to talk about my problems, but at the same time, I need to get some of these things resolved because it's causing me not to go to work. It's causing me not to go to
career. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just. Mental health. Okay, so because we've mentioned that, me saying y'all, I gotta say this cautiously because everybody is soft, and I put this post up just the other day. Some people are using some of these catchy things as a means of, I guess, being noticed. I'm suffering from mental health, y'all. What I do know is most people who are truly suffering from any mental health issues aren't screaming it.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
So
yeah,
some people are using this just for the attention, and that kind of like dilutes the people who really struggle from mental health. So I don't like to use that word as often because it's becoming a trendy excuse. You know, so. But I do believe it's a thing that it needs, just like you said, okay, so the money ain't there. So so if the money ain't there, you need to be listening to the friend or the family member or the daddy or the mama or whoever trying to talk to your ass anyways that you didn't have to pay this because I tried to steer you the right way anyways. Son, daughter, sister. You know, so everything doesn't have to be putting money into the pocket of a mental health advocate. Not trying to impact your pockets, Wayne, or my homeboy therapist, G, my guys.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, I congregate with like minds.
Correct.
I'm in a group called Iron Sharpens Iron, and it's a brotherhood of brothers who actually help each other out, whatever it may be. Right. So we need to start actually looking to the sources that's right, the resources that's right there within your reach.
Correct.
Now, I'm not the best person to talk to about mental health, but I might know some shit that could help you out.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
So, you know.
And that's the thing. I mean, are we really listening, you know, to what people are saying? You know, we talk about it all the time, you know. You know how clients just say, man, everybody keeps telling me the same thing.
Yeah.
They tell you look like Killer Mike. That's what they tell you. Everybody tell you look like Killer Mike. They tell you the same thing because I've been waiting to say you look like Killer Mike. Okay.
Yo,
I've been waiting to say that.
You do look like Killer Mike.
I'm thinking all day. Shout out to Killer Mike, man.
You sound like him.
Yo, I just realized
you need
that.
A double. I'm here for you.
Yo.
You need a double. I'm here for you because I need all the money I can get. You know
yo,
what I'm
you do sound like Killer Mike. Yo!
Yeah, man, well, like we said, man, we definitely got some things to work on in our community. But I mean, we'll be on the positive side. I'm loving the space of where we're going, you know, the avenues of entrepreneurship, you know.
Yeah.
More of that. I love to see a lot of that, you know, just not college, the only dream, you know. There's other dreams that you can have and be successful, and I like that avenue that we're really partaking in, and we're not taking no nonsense, you know. We gotta take no $5 hour job no more, you know what I mean? Bills to pay.
I know, man.
I always tell the story, man. I remember I worked so hard at my dad's job, and I was like contemplating what I was going to school, college, whatever. And man, I know I worked like 60 plus hours that week, man. I was like, man, I'm gonna have me a nice check. That check said $197.20. And I said, oh no, never again. I'm going to have to figure out something else, man. These people that took five good days for me from morning to night. You know what I mean? And that's why I understand the value of a dollar. And I think that's what the pandemic brought, that people start understanding that, you know, I really don't do so well. You know, those checks was coming out and they were making more. They were actually working.
Exactly.
It brought a lot of, you know, attention to themselves, and it kind of brought some of this entrepreneurial spirit into play, and, you know, really started owning, like, you know, I need to look at my career for real. Like, career for real. Like, this is nothing to play with. I mean, I'm sitting home making double, triple what I was making. I was busting my butt at two jobs.
I want to say that too, like the entrepreneurship, like just the people, you know what I'm saying, man? Shout outs to Miselin, you know what I'm saying, with her business, you know, going the entrepreneur route. And shout outs to so many others that has decided to pull into their talents, whether it's selling cocoa butter, making necklaces, doing all types of neat things, and they actually making more money than their regular job. You know what I'm saying? But I want
y'all tell me online. Y'all tell me online. Y'all tell me online. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Boo. Boo. Man, I need a song from you.
Yeah, man. I need to put one out there. You know?
Hey, I need a song from you.
I'm taking all appearances. You never know. You know what I'm saying? They won't make a difference. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely, definitely. But yeah, I want us to go on a quick commercial break, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's go on a quick commercial break, man. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, man, because, yo, like, we really talking some good stuff, man. This is Grown Man Conversation, man. Got the Mail Review, Dylan Yale. Make sure you subscribe to his vibe. We got Isaiah, the Community Support Director. Subscribe to his vibe as well. And if you're dealing with struggles, financial struggles, and you're in the Fayette, Henry, Clayton County area, make sure you check out the website. Make sure you check out the website. Don't be afraid to receive help. All right.
Peace. It's your good brother, Barber Soul, man. I just want to let y'all know y'all need to tune in to the Motivational Shit Podcast every Sunday from 2 to 3. I'm telling you, man, you're going to get some motivation with my boys. Yes, sir. And you can just catch me on Google, B-A-B-A-S-O-L, man. I got books, I got music. I'm going to be doing some shows real soon, as well as doing some real cool things for the city, man. That's it.
Hey, you're here with Lightworker Wayne. And if you need motivation, if you need encouragement, if you need the positivity, I'm that guy. So subscribe to my vibe. You can find me on TikTok, IG, YouTube at Lightworker Wayne. Hey, and also if you dealing with any type of mental health issues, depression, anxiety, anger, and if you need coaching on that, then I'm the light. Send me an email at SUPERSWAY0623@gmail.com. I'm the light to shine you on a road of greatness, for you can succeed and overcome and manage that. So don't be afraid to send me an email and subscribe to my vibe. Let's get it!
Coming at you live on Saturday mornings, The Mail Review. Join me, Mark L, TR, Josh the Intern, and Dylan Yale. Come kick it with the leg, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. We out here doing extraordinary things. Find out how men really think, how the world looks through our eyes. We talk about all the things that affect males. Tune in and check us out on The Mail Review, the gentlemen that are going to take you there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on YaleRadioCast.com. Get the business.
All right, peace. This is me, Slun, here, the owner of Belle Beauté. You can follow me on Side Belle Beauté on Instagram, and also the owner of LOI of Doulas. So definitely hit me up on any doula or labor postpartum services. Shout out to Yale Entertainment and Lightworker Wayne for having me on this podcast. Peace.
Hey, it's your girl, Kay Chantel, your favorite one from Women in the Mic. I have a question. Do you own your own business and need advertising? Do you provide a service and want to increase your clientele? Well, bring your advertising needs to YaleRadioCast.com. We are on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. We offer graphic design, web design, and video services. So, not only can you grow your business with Yale RadioCast, you can also listen to the hottest independent artists. Go to YaleRadioCast.com and get the gold standard.
All right, man. We back with Motivational Shit Podcast. Let's get A. But real quick, shout outs to Super Healer. She's not here to give the super healing facts. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say something healthy. Eat more carrots because they'll help you shit more.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, man.
That is it. Motivational shit. Yes. Yes.
But it's because carrots have a lot of fiber, and fiber helps you, you know, fiber helps you poop more. So, you know.
Motivational shit.
Yeah. But getting back to the subject, man, Isaiah, you know, earlier we was talking about what's the fix? Mm-hmm. What's the fix with the, you know, with the community and all the problems that we're dealing with? Mm-hmm. And you have a solution.
Yeah. You know, our solution is creating unity, you know, and being a part of the community and joining in like-minded people in a lot of initiatives and projects. So one of the things that we, our first thing that we plan on doing is having a career college kind of fair, where we highlight different type of careers, you know, entrepreneurship, everything. We have hopefully get some breakout rooms. We're very much in the infancy stage of it, but we are planning that, you know, to be something that we want to inspire the next generation to do something great with their lives. You know, we invite all counties out. We welcome anyone to come when we get it together. So please continue to check Clay County Community Service Authority website. Also check on our Facebook and Instagram page for latest happenings and events. We're also planning a huge health screening fair with many people we can get involved. We plan on checking the prostates, blood pressure, heart. We got to look at, you know, what's going on in our community and give people some access and information that they might not even be aware of. We hopefully can save some lives, you know. You know, whether people feel about vaccinated, we at least want to open the door, you know, to those who still want to be vaccinated, because that's still an issue in our community, you know, along with our other online problems. So we want to give people, we want to try to get these services for free. You know, we've done a free mobile dental clinic. We've served over 40-something families, you know, to get cleanings and, you know, services. So one of the things, not only provide it, but also make it free and fun, have a good time, you know, but also open the door to, you know, many different things that people are not even aware of or need to be aware of. So we'll be gathering our partners up. Please hit me up, you know, if you want to become a partner. You can hit me up on my Instagram page, iZimmerman41, or you can hit me directly at iZimmerman@ClaytonCountyCSA.org if you want to be a part of anything that we have going on event-wise. We're always looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for people with just who have a care for the community, because that's one of the things we want to do is make impact. And, you know, we got so many great ideas, field days, all kind of stuff that we want to do for the community, because we want to be community to be aware not only what's going on, but also the resources and help that is available to them, because a lot of people don't know where to go, how to get the access to things. And we want to educate our community about the necessary things that they need to have to get certain things that they need for themselves.
Shout out to G. How can a volunteer be, how can we volunteer or be a part of what's going on? He just shared that information with your email, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so okay. Please just hit me on my email, iZimmerman@ClaytonCountyCSA.org.
Oh, I put that wrong. My bad.
That's all right.
@ClaytonCountyCSA.org.
And I'm going to go ahead and say, I know y'all looking for a motivational speaker.
Oh, you know.
in regards to talking about the entrepreneurship and also the health.
You know it.
I
was coming down your way.
So
Dwayne must be reading my mind.
Yeah.
Dwayne came out to our giveaway.
Yes.
And man, he really got the people excited and ignited, you know, and we were so glad to have him out there, you know, bring that inspiration to them.
And exactly. And we also, and
we got that clip, right?
We have that clip. Yep.
Let me see what Wayne got going on.
you know, I gotta watch when, you know.
Yes. So this is just a short clip.
Okay. The determination shall dictate the destination. Let's get it. Hey, you gotta be determined, and you gotta keep pushing, and you gotta say positive affirmation. If y'all feel free to join. I am successful. Okay. I am greatness. I am amazing. I am creating my dream life. I am living my dream life.
Okay. Hey, exactly. Let's and once again, big thanks to you, Isaiah. And actually, like, I owe thanks to you. I really appreciate all that you have done in my growth. And I also owe thanks to Dylan. Dylan helped me out when I also did a community event on that same year. I did a community event, Connecting the Links.
Connecting the Links, the anti-violence event, for those who are unaware. The event that we do every year at Welcome All Park, and the crazy thing about it, like last year, and I've been a part of that event for the past 9 years, once again, going from just a person who advertised and promoted it to being a part of the campaign organization of the event to becoming one of the hosts and most important parts. So shout out to Shirley and the Stembridge family for the opportunity that they put in my hands, once again, just thrusting me into another level of community service. Which at that event, well, not at that event, but right across from an anti-violence event, a shooting happened.
Yes, I remember that.
I was hosting that event. Wayne was there as one of the speakers.
Yeah, I remember that. I checked with Wayne.
Yeah, so it was hard because I'm like, this just happened and there's a dead body over there. And I got to ask this young man right here, help me reel this crowd back in. You know, because I had to check everybody's gauge at that point.
Correct.
So that's real work right there in the moment.
Yes, in the moment.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to say also too, you know, when we talk about mental health and just healing and also being a better version, one technique I always tell my clients, we always do this, is positive affirmations. You'd be surprised just how saying I am, and the Bible states when you use the words I am, you will become what you say. And that has helped me so much. Something as simple as that. You have low confidence, you know, which is making you not feel really good because of your depression. Start by saying, I am confident.
Law of attraction.
I am confident. Law of attraction.
I am somebody.
But yeah, man, that all that encompasses, man, that's the healing. You know what I'm saying? That's the healing, man. You know, Isaiah, because I want to make sure people really follow through with your resources, because the resources you're provided is really, really, you know, helpful and can really assist somebody. You know, do you mind stating your contact information again?
Once again, that's izimmerman@claytoncounycsa.org. And also you can reach our website at www.claytoncounycsa.org.
Definitely. Make sure y'all go ahead and send an
email. Isaiah Zimmerman, ClaytonCounty@CSA.org.
Isaiah Zimmerman@ClaytonCounty.CSA.
Okay. God dog it. Look here, y'all. In the moment, I done got this wrong 4 times.
It's long, man. It ain't no
stop. A quick funny joke. Isaiah, when I first met you, and when I heard your last name Zimmerman, I was like, well, hold up now. I started thinking of the Trayvon Martin
thing. Very surprising, man. I got held up at the airport because of that whole incident.
Wow.
I didn't even know what was even going on. The man was like, so you a Zimmerman? I was like, yeah. I mean, like, what the hold up?
Right. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And as soon as I got past the gate, I saw the, everything blasted the news about the Zimmerman and
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that name does spark a brow raise.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure.
It helps get interviews. Don't help you get a job, but it helps you.
Walk into the office, Mr. Zimmerman. He already got the job. He already got the job, yeah. Mr. Zimmerman.
He
don't look nothing like. He don't look nothing like. Oh my God!
Oh, I've had that happen.
You don't. Well, you don't look like a Zimmerman, but you do look like a killer, Mike.
Oh, man.
That was so lame.
Feels good. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. Man, any, you know, any last words? You have any last words on, you know, everything that we talked about?
Man? Oh, man, I just, you know, going towards Black History Month, you know, yeah. I've been really reflecting. What does that mean for me? I've been reflecting on the King Day. Mm-hmm. You know, I would usually take my family out. And now it's really honing in on me. Like, what importance, you know? And now as I'm going into my 50s, you know, I'm getting there almost. Not yet. I'm almost there. I'm thinking about my legacy, you know. Okay. My family, like, what I want to leave behind, you know. I mean, the money and stuff, whatever I have, you know, that's not going to, you know, but what I'm going to lead them to help them and their family, you know, carry on our name, some of our traditions, you know. So I've been really thinking about that, you know, in addition to thinking about Black History Month and, you know, how, you know, we've lost some of the luster of it and how we can get some of that back. And I just wanted to feel like, oh, how can I give to my family? What legacy I want to give to my family? And so I think I've chosen the right career to do some of that, you know, but I just want to see what's my next step to really make sure that, you know, my family knows that, hey, you know, my dad was this, and I wanted to be proud of the man that I was, and that they'll share their stories with their kids, you know, when I'm long and gone.
Mm. Gotcha. Wow. And, you know, I feel like, you know, that's, you know, we all, when we all talk about legacies and leaving something behind, you know, and I know a part of your legacy, you know, you helped me, you know what I'm saying? You mentored me, you know. I remember us having a conversation about how, you know, when you first came down in Atlanta, you know, our people wasn't, you know, really about the unity and all that. And I remember how you always, you know, had an open door with me, you know, for advice, you know, talks, you know, teaching me on, you know, how to do with clients and stuff like that. So I know for me, you know, when I hear Isaiah Zimmerman, that's how I think of it. I think of a brother that truly embraced positivity and is showing unity. You
appreciate
know,
that,
yes,
that.
definitely. And I'm seeing the amazing things that your son doing, man.
Proud of all my kids, man. Shout out to my youngest daughter and go to South Carolina State. Continue.
All right. All right. Let's get it.
Fifth generation.
Wow.
And shout out to my oldest daughter, man, for being an entrepreneur. You know?
All right.
It's like they got the best of both my worlds. I never got a really chance to do as much. So, I mean, I love it, man. I'm so inspired by them. You know, my two oldest daughters, Amaya and Ayana. And my son, you know, is out there doing great things, you know, for himself. And it's just so inspiring to see him grow as a young man. And I'd be like, man, I remember when I was 14, you know, I had an older mindset, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's a good dude, man, and I'm glad that, you know, he's the man that he is. And shout out to his mom, man, for, you know, letting me raise him, you know.
Definitely.
And,
shout
you know,
out.
Giving her, you know, her blessing to have him these last few years with me and my wife, you know. So I couldn't be more thankful for my wife and also for his mom.
Right.
You know, for allowing me this opportunity to have him.
With that said, I want to give a shout out to G's Comet, community over competition.
Exactly.
I just want to kind of focus on that real quick, because when we talk about the parental part you play, it does not become community, it becomes competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we see this in parent versus parents, where mm-hmm. they feel like what's the best interest of the child. Both parties all automatically always feel like, well, I'm the best parent. I'm mm-hmm. not. Well, at the end of the day, the child need both of y'all.
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can honestly say, like, you know, I don't have the best relationship with my baby mothers, plural. Mm-hmm. You know, but as I feel like as long as the needs of the child were focused on, yes, there will be disagreements, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. the first part at least allowed the communication.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to your family as well, brother.
Appreciate
definitely,
that.
Definitely. And, you know, with every, you know, I know we've talked about a lot of stuff as far as with the community and everything. And, you know, we dispel the illusion of the black man not being present. We do have mentors there. Mm-hmm. It's just not really seen. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you showing that, Dylan.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll try.
And as long as a community, if we keep being more of a community and stop with this individualized, this competition type mindset, mm-hmm. we could get farther.
Correct.
We get farther. I see the Hispanics, I see the Latinos doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. They about community, mm-hmm. you know, and you see how far they get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and we're capable of the same thing.
We are.
Yeah.
We're highly capable of the same magnitude, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I definitely want to say, hey, once again, for everybody that's tuning in, make sure y'all tap into Isaiah Zimmerman, good brother, community support directive. You know, he has his up and coming events. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all stay tuned on the website for y'all can get the dates. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be there providing motivation. Make sure y'all come through. I mean, my men, free prostate cancer check. Hey, you mm-hmm. need to get that. Free prostate cancer check.
Right. That's what we start with. You know, and I just had my little checkup a couple of months ago.
Okay.
You can't avoid it, brothers.
Oh, I'd have my
you can't too. Avoid it.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to go and do it.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to.
Go. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Wayne. I'm looking right at you, buddy. You see which way I'm looking? Hey, Wayne didn't stutter none until it was that moment.
I know. You better go. How old you are now?
I'm 34.
Oh yes, sir.
Yeah. You're around the corner. You're around the corner. Okay, you're around the corner.
Yeah. But definitely, y'all, yo, it's been a good another episode of Motivational Shit Podcast, man. We had Dalen. Motivational Shit Podcast. We had Dylan brought in the mail review, you know. So this is like a combination of both of them, man. You know what I'm saying?
It was a motivational review.
Motivational review, man. But make sure y'all stay tuned, man. For next week, we're going to be bringing in someone new. You know, we're going to keep elevating, keep motivating, and y'all stay positive.
Shout Let's out to get it. Radio Chance.com.